Relationships. Men want to fix things, women just want to feel understood. Hello, darling. Hello, everyone. We are on Signpost for Living through Dr. Kirsten Hunter, and we're here with gorgeous Kristen Coggin. Hello, sweetheart.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good.
That's good.
I'm well, I should say.
Is there a difference between
there is. I don't know what it is, but I was taught by a nice old lady once that you don't say I'm good, you say I'm well.
There you go. That's odd. But I enjoyed it. Okay. So this is a topic I think half the population completely understands and the other half haven't figured it out yet.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships.
Mm.
Now, we're going to make very big gender statements here,
mm-hmm.
which of course are not going to apply to many, many people.
No.
But it does apply to so many.
Yes.
That it's worth talking about.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Hit me with it.
Okay. So I think you're on the in with this one.
Mm-hmm.
So basically in session all the time I have women come in and talk about how they want to talk about issues with their partner,
mm-hmm.
their male partner.
Mm-hmm.
This is hetero relationships. And the man goes straight for how to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I don't want you to fix it. I just want you to listen to me. And he's like, what? Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Mm. You've experienced this one?
Yeah, yeah.
We got a roll of the eyes.
Yep, I get it.
So what do you think's going on there?
It's just the way that men and women are built. Okay, I'm going to talk about myself here because that's what I have to do. I don't like doing that. But, yeah, I just want my husband to hear me whinge. I don't want him to fix it. I just want him to say, I understand, and give me a cuddle, and then I'll feel better. But he can't do that because he wants to fix it, and he knows he can't fix it. So then we just have a stalemate, and I feel very misunderstood, and he feels useless, I guess.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm, there you go. We can finish the podcast now. I've wrapped it up.
It's really interesting. So, you know, when you say you feel not heard, mm-hmm. what is it that he's said or done that makes you not feel heard?
He does. I guess. Okay, so if I turn this around.
Mm.
So when it's with my kids, I have learnt to do. When they tell me they've got a problem, I want to fix it for them or tell them how they can fix it or how we can get past it. But I've learned to slow down and I just reiterate and articulate what they've told me.
Like paraphrase.
Back to them.
Back to them, yeah.
Back to them. And I understand that that's frustrating, that's annoying, that's whatever the emotion is that's going with it, and I acknowledge the emotion with them.
So they feel really heard.
Yeah, so I guess that's what I want. I want acknowledgement that it's okay that you feel like that. I get it. I would too.
I love that we've made this about you.
It's all about men.
No, I appreciate the case study. Let's go. So then when you're wanting to just feel heard, mm-hmm. what about the fix? Like what are you – when does your head go to the fix?
Well, I've got to have a little moment and mellow on it and – mellow in my own misery for a little while and digest it all and process it, and then I'll come up with a fix.
Mm. So it's kind of step one, then step two.
Mm-hmm.
And step one is to put it on the table,
mm-hmm.
to be able to communicate it, understand it, feel heard, feel supported.
Mm.
That's step one.
Yep.
And then step two is to fix it.
Yes.
But you're actually okay to do that on your own.
Yeah.
But if you want help, then you'll ask.
That is correct.
Right.
Thank you.
Whereas from a male perspective, this is fascinating. I think that women, again, gender, you know.
We're making assumptions with gender.
Massive assumptions.
Just to have the conversation.
Yeah, sorry about that, everyone. But women, they, I think, pride themselves on being relational, you know, showing that they understand, showing that they're connected. And when you are able to support someone and talk with someone, you feel good in your capacity to help them.
Mm.
Whereas, again, I personally don't relate to this, but for men, broadly speaking, many men, They feel that they are showing love through fixing, and they show their capacity as, you know, I am capable by being able to fix.
Yeah, I want to be your knight in shining armour. I'm going to fix this for you.
I'm going to rescue you.
Hmm.
Yeah. And so they go straight to step two,
mm-hmm.
and miss that that's not what the woman wants.
Mm.
Yeah.
And they miss all the nuances of what step one was supposed to demonstrate.
Mm. So, you know, I think we've – I'm glad that we took some time to talk about this because it is so prevalent and
yes.
it's a life changer. It is because
mm.
in relationships, how often do you come with an issue needing to feel heard mm-hmm. to then feel like, you know, that person's in your corner and you can move forward
mm.
and then you're in a place to move
yes,
forward
that's
to fix.
It.
It's mm. so important. So what I suggest to people to turn this around is for the woman – obviously for the men, obviously – ideally for the men to learn, okay, learn to show your understanding through words.
Mm.
Don't presume that you need to fix it and ask if they would like help with mm-hmm. your ideas for fixing after you've shown understanding. That's from the male perspective. From the female perspective, what I really like is for the women to say, hey, I want to tell you something. I just want you to hear me. I don't want you to fix it.
Mm.
And actually preface that.
Yep.
What do you think about that?
That's great. Great. No, it does. It does work. I'm so I'm
have you
sounding
ever done
sarcastic.
That?
Yes, I've had to learn to do that.
And you've actually done that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Because, yeah, you just get to a point, you think,
I don't want you to fix it. I just yeah. want you to listen.
And I can't look, you need to listen to me.
That should be in the title. I don't want you to fix it. I just want you to listen.
Yes.
I can't be changing the title.
But yes. So, yes, it was, I had an epiphany once.
Did you?
Through a discussion. And I said, I don't want you to fix this. I just want you to understand my thoughts on it and where I'm coming from.
And how did he go?
Then we sorted it out. We're on the team.
There you go. There you go. Well, I'm glad we jumped in and talked this one through. I think it's helpful.
Can I just say yeah. to the audience that you actually said to me before we started, are you going to talk about your personal experience with this? And I went, nah. And now it's all about me.
And yet you're comfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you very much, darling.
That's all right. That's
Might
all
wrap
right.
this up.
That's, yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Thanks.
Good to talk.
Great chat. I'll make sure my husband listens to this one.
No, don't do that.
All righty then. If you want to find Kirsten Hunter elsewhere, you can find her with her blogs on her webpage, kirstenhunterauthor.com. Facebook, she's Kirsten Hunter Author, as well as Instagram, and Twitter, Kirsten Hunter AU. Her YouTube channel is Psych in Your Car, and she did tell me she's on TikTok now, so she's getting down with the young ones.
Not that exciting.
And these podcast episodes are Signposts for Living with Dr. Kirsten Hunter.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks,
Bye.
Darling. Bye.